St. Paul is writing to St. Timothy. He is expressing care of the churches. And in particular, here we have about those who are being called to leadership roles, to those ordained roles in the church, to bishops and deacons, and some characteristics that they should have. And that, you know, the bishop must be irreproachable, married only once, temperate, self-controlled, decent, hospitable, able to teach, etc. And sometimes when we go through this and we hear this, it might strike us as odd in some parts, especially that being married only once. And we know that in the Western Church, priests are not to be married before they are ordained. And then once they are ordained a priest, they cannot get married. So why does that seem contrary to what St. Paul writes here? And first of all, we have to remember history, that he does say that they should not be a recent convert. Because remember, basically everybody who is becoming a disciple, everybody who is becoming Christian, a follower of Jesus, at that time is a convert. There is no one who is of that age to be a leader in the church who would have been baptized as an infant in the church. It is so new and so brand new that everybody pretty much come into it is going to be a convert. And so if they are converts, there can't be that necessarily expectation that they had not been married for their entire life. And so it is that part of understanding and that necessity that choosing from those who have become Christian, those who have come from the Jewish community or the Gentile community, now that they are looking for bishops, for leaders of churches, it is understandable that they may be married. And the church today would still say that it is possible for a married man to become a priest. And yet it still holds out that expression of celibacy for its priests as that call for complete dedication to the church that they serve, for that love of the Lord over that of the worldly attachments. It holds that out as the higher good, and it has continued to express that as the goal and the ordinary way. But technically, it would be possible, and it has been possible, for married men to become priests. But once they become a priest, and they can't then get married later. So even if that rule were to change, it wouldn't change anything for those who are already ordained, because they have already made their vows to God and to his church. They have already made those vows, and they can't now make other set of vows to something different, to married life, to something that is more worldly. And so it is, I guess, an interesting expression. But as we hear these characteristics of the bishop and the deacon, and as we perhaps reflect upon them, one of the most important things that we can take from this is simply that first line. Whoever aspires to the office of bishop desires a noble task. And that is a reminder of how important this is, but also not just important it is for the life of the church and for that organization, for carrying out the mission which Jesus has left to the church, but also as that noble task, there is that reminder that St. Paul gives, saying those who teach are going to be judged more harshly. Those who are in positions of leadership, those who have more responsibility, are also going to be judged more severely. For if they do not do their job well, if they are lazy, or if they are leading others astray, whether by their words, by their teaching, or by their own actions, that punishment is going to be more severe. And so today, as we hear about bishops and deacons, today as we pray for the marking the memorial of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, a pope and a bishop, we are to pray for our bishops, the bishops of the church. We are to pray for priests and deacons, for the clergy, for those who have that noble task to teach, to preach, to lead, to guide as shepherds and servants in the church. Because it is a noble task, and it is worthy of that honor, that respect. But it is also a challenging one. And so important that they carry out those duties in holiness and in truth, with all of those characteristics which St. Paul names. So today we pray for our clergy in the church. And we ask in particular for the intercession of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian for them as well.